RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head out to Jersey. It's Ted, or as I call him, Big Sexy.
What's up, Moose? How you doing there, Skinny Moose?
Ted, how are you, man? How are you? Holidays have been rough, Ted. I got to be honest with you with the diet. It's a lot.
Well, that's okay. Just own it and move forward. That's what I'm doing. I got baby Eddie's birthday in 2 days turning two, so time goes quick.
Oh, pretty, happy birthday, Eddie. There you go. Nice. Love it.
Thank you. And obviously looking forward to golf in the spring. But listening to these calls, these Jets fans, I just kind of call in and just kind of be the voice of reason, the realist here. They broke me as a fan. And here, like, this positivity. Our coach is a buffoon. Our owner's a buffoon. We have no hope. We're going nowhere. Our team has regressed. He's had a defensive coordinator fired, which he chose. He chose Justin Fields over Aaron Rodgers. The team has gone backwards, and I'm supposed to sit back and trust the plan that they have. Why in God's name would I do that?
That's tough. Yes, it's a reach.
To get it right, Moose.
Yeah, you got to see the results, never. Right? It's got to be, you know, actions speak louder than words. It's hard to hear about a plan with everything that you just dissected and broke down. The Rodgers scenario, I don't think the owner wanted him back. That wasn't just a Glenn decision. When it comes to Aaron Rodgers, right. Now you compounded the issue by leaning into Justin Fields.
Correct. And look, for 43 years of experience, there's one thing I know as a Jets fan. I know a loser. When I see one, this coach is a loser. We need to cut bait, get rid of him. The only reason why we're keeping him around is so Woody Johnson doesn't have to pay four head coaches. Let's call it what it is. This team has gone backwards. This is the worst defense in the history of my life. Embarrassment isn't the word. There is nothing to hang your hat on. I don't know what players would want to come here. And I don't trust that they're gonna coach up these players. I mean, look at these other teams. The Texans were the laughing stock. Playoffs immediately with the new head coach quarterback. The Commanders. Look at what the Jaguars, the Patriots are doing. We're going so far backwards. Every year we find the worst head coach in the league. And they keep preaching this nonsense. And honestly, Moose, the towel's been in for me for a little over a year. They don't deserve us as fans. I'm done with them. I will never buy another season ticket for the rest of my life. And I advise most Jet fans, because I know there's going to be some that enjoy going, get off the ship. It's a sinking ship.
Ted, I understand your frustration. Good to hear from you, and good to hear this out of your voice, and appreciate the call. Until they get good again, I know it's a stretch. There's not a lot to believe in with Aaron Glenn. I do think he's going to get year number two. He's done himself no favors. You want to say that no coach is going to be able to win with the roster that he has? Well, I mean, to a certain extent. I just want to know what defines the Jets. Does he give you a decided advantage with him being on the sidelines? You know, and there's no one else to blame. And he can talk about the fact that you're not seeing the improvements. We are. There are guys that are buying into what we're trying to do. You know, the slow build, everything, and all the cliches that you get. But it's looked really bad. It's difficult to make an argument that it's going to look decidedly different in year number two. Brooklyn bound, we go. Anthony, what's going on, Anthony?
Hey, Moose, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I mean, the last caller basically said, you know, most of what I wanted to say about Glenn. But, you know, he's going to be here next year. I don't like the way that the team isn't undisciplined. I mean, I went south on him. I felt good when they hired him until he started talking to the media. And then I said, oh, boy. You know, if he hasn't learned how to, you know, he's been here for so long. But anyway, as far as tanking, you know, there's no other position in any other sport that is more important than the quarterback. And you know, until the NFL does something, you know, teams are going to tank. And to me, they should tank, because if you get that quarterback, you're set for the next 10 to 15 years, and it's so important. You know, the issue, I don't think that – I don't care what Giants quarterback you put out there. I think they were going to win yesterday. I didn't have a problem with it, but, you know, everybody wants to say about, you know, Dart, that as far as, you know, you want to see him progress, you want to see him – yeah, I want to see him throw the ball. Okay, I don't know why that they called that game like it was a playoff game, and this kid has got to run so much. I understand it's what he does. It's his nature. He's going to do it. But stop putting him in positions that he's going to get killed. He doesn't learn anything from running. He's going to run no matter what. Let him sit back and throw
Anthony,
the ball.
Anthony, but that's who he is. He's going to run. They're going to use him in the ground game. Now, the offense might be look a little bit different next year, but you're going to use that asset because you can, because it's part of the package.
Yeah, but he's your future quarterback. I think that after whether some of the, you know, under the tent were legit or not legit, let him just rest up and heal up. But, you know, I understand that.
Anthony, I had more of an issue with the way that they took the football out of his hands the week previous against the Minnesota Vikings than the game plan they had against the Raiders. And listen, yesterday was set up for Dart to look good, and he did. Let's head up to Connecticut. It's Dean. It's the fan. What's going on, Dean?
Mark, hi. I'm calling for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm a longtime Giants fan. When I was a little kid back in the wilderness years, the Giants were everything to me, my dad, you know, so I have good memories. And now it feels like it's the wilderness years 2.0. I have nothing really meaningful to add to the discussion except for everybody to just kind of be patient. I know it stinks, but look what we have. We're not going to make things happen any faster, really, by yelling at each other.
This is what makes fans, the passion that comes along with it.
Yes, I get it.
So
people
have a right to voice their opinion. Yeah. You know, some opinions are more worthwhile than others. But, you know, you give an opportunity to be able to voice it and voice your frustration. And, you know, you invest your time. You commit to a team. You spend money if you go to games. Or, you know, you commit time. You know, time becomes more and more valuable the older that you get, right? And so you get frustrated with the product that you are watching after the emotional investment that you have given.
Yes, I agree. And speaking of opinions, I a lot of changes come into the fan, as you well know. And I just wanted to get it in there. I wanted to say thank you to you, to Dove. I've been big fans of you guys since, like, around the IMUS years. And I value, I like listening to you. I value your opinion a lot, whether I agree with it or disagree with it. And I just wanted to say kind of thank you and good luck, happy holidays.
Yeah, well, I'm not out the door. Not out the door. So
that's good too.
I'll still be around. Yes, I mean, there are unfortunately, there is change that has happened at this radio station. And, you know, I've talked about it before, and you know, Dove's last day is a couple days from now on December the 31st. But, you know, Dove has been instrumental to the growth of this radio station behind the scenes. You know, his work on numerous shows during the midday show over the course of the years, his work with the Yankees as of late, guidance. I've talked about the fact that I appreciate me personally, because, you know, people can blow smoke up your rear end. Dove is open and honest and tell you if something works or if something doesn't work. And has got a good ear in terms of this marketplace and this radio station. And
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, you think about the guys that have worked here for all the years that they have. And Dove is one of those guys at the top of the list. Obviously, Scazzeri. John Schweibacher is another one who works behind the scenes, has worked on when we had the Mets, worked behind the scenes with the Mets, was constantly out there at Shea Stadium with Eddie Coleman, and now cutting tape behind the scenes. So there is a lot of change that's going on at this very radio station, but doesn't lessen the impact of the men that and the job that they have done over the years.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.